Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Thank you to everybody listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And then we are being joined by you. Yeah, you. Everybody listening all over North America. It's Monday night. What does that mean? We got Monday night football. Right now, the Raiders at home in Las Vegas, trying to hold on and beat the Green Bay Packers 17-13. Sitting at the two-minute warning here. Raiders got the ball. Let's see if the Raiders do something that is, Raider-esque. Let's see if they find a way to screw up this game. Speaking of screwing up a game, earlier tonight, the Phillies had an opportunity to not screw up a victory. They had a chance to go up 2-0 against the Atlanta Braves. They were up 4-0 in the sixth. Zach Wheeler was pitching a no-hitter. Ozzie Albies broke it up. They were able, or Ronald Acuna scored on an error. And then the Braves had a two-run home run in the seventh. And then they had another two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth. A matter of fact, listen to that home run. This gave them the lead 5-4. This is courtesy of the Braves Radio Network. And the man who hit the home run, Austin Riley. Listen to this.
Has his eyes on the right-hander Hoffman, who comes set right at the belt. 3-2 pitch. And he hits a high fly ball, deep left field, back to the wall, and it's gone! Austin Riley hitting him where it hurts! And the Braves take the lead in the eighth!
Yeah, congratulations to the Braves. They ended up winning 5-4. The series is tied 1-0 as they go back to Philly on Wednesday. Hey, Shep, didn't I just say the Raiders are going to do something Raider-esque?
Yep.
So the Raiders are up 17-13. Carlson goes to kick a field goal. It's 4th-and-2. The field goal is 52 yards. So not a chip shot, but not the longest in the world. The ball hits the right upright.
Had plenty of leg, JR.
It had plenty. It was gone. He missed it. The man misses the field goal, and now Green Bay has the ball back. Less than 2 minutes in the game now. Green Bay has one timeout. Raiders have two timeouts. And now we have to see if these Green Bay Packers can move the ball into the end zone. This is some things you can't make up. I'm sitting here going, how are the Raiders going to screw this game up? And no, there's no guarantee that the Raiders are going to lose this game. But missing a 52-yard field goal that just hits the right upright is, it's on schedule. And so if Green Bay scores here, I'm not going to laugh hysterically because that would really make me a jerk. But the Raiders always find a way to lose a game. Hey, Shep, Green Bay score a touchdown here. Do the Raiders hold on?
Raiders hold on.
Yeah, I think the Raiders will win. I think so. I mean, unless Jordan Love got some, got a little something in him. And the Raiders are just, they're just sad, man. There's always something going on with the Raiders. And then the next game, by the way, the Raiders, they're going to take on the New England Patriots. And if anybody would need a team to kind of beat and smack up right now, it would be the Patriots because they are embarrassing right now. This sounds odd to say. The Patriots have a record of 1-4. They lost to the Saints yesterday 34-0. Just last week, these same Patriots, they lost to the Cowboys 38-3. I don't need to be a mathematician here. That is 72-3 over the last 2 weeks. This is the first time Bill Belichick and the Patriots are 1-4 since the year 2000 when Bill Belichick took over the team. This is sad. Mac Jones, interceptions, pick sixes, fumbles. He was benched for Bailey Zappi in the fourth. The New England Patriots haven't scored more than 20 points all year long. Alvin Kamara, now the all-time leading scorer, touchdowns in Saints history, and the Patriots can't get out of their own way. People are asking Bill Belichick, what's up with your quarterback? What's up with your team? What's up with your squad? What's going on with you? Today, earlier, Bill Belichick was on WEEI, and he talked about a refresh starting over. Listen to this.
Somewhat in uncharted territory. You did say yesterday that you're going to start over, and I know there was a follow-up, but I kind of wanted to see if I could get from you what that means, starting over.
Yeah, let's take a look at everything. I mean, obviously, we didn't do anything well enough yesterday, so...
How is the mood of the team?
Well, obviously frustrated, but, you know, we just have to work our way out of it. That's all there is to it.
Oh, well, that was kind of polite. I expected Bill Belichick to be a little bit more of a jerk than he typically is. Mac Jones, who's probably on a very short leash right now with Bill Belichick, and I don't know, maybe Bill Belichick is allowing him out the basement to get some air. Mac Jones was asked, hey, man, why y'all suck so bad right now? This is what he said.
You have a bad day last week. Where do you start to refocus yourself to just leave that behind you and get back on the horse?
Yeah, just got to look at the film and get better and got to do a lot of things better to win in this league.
Mac, it's been a few games since you guys found the end zone. Does it feel like it's getting worse or compounding? Where do you think it's going and heading?
For us, just like I said, man, we got to do better. All three phases, definitely the offense, not putting up any points. So got to improve in all areas. And, you know, it's hard, right? We don't want to score 0 points. That's not the goal.
Yeah, well, yeah, nobody. I don't think anybody playing a game anywhere wants to score 0 points unless you're playing golf. And even in that regard, you want to go in the other direction as well. Go back as far as you can. They're playing football. They're trying to put sixes on the boards and sevens on the boards, and they can't even score 20 points in a game. The New England Patriots have been boring. They've been confusing for several years. And yes, of course, it's because Tom Brady ain't there. And even when they had Tom Brady in those last couple of years, there was no juice to them. They looked done. I'm surprised, I think, when Cam Newton was there that they even won 7 games. And I gave that was a credit to Bill Belichick. They are in a rebuild. The thing is Robert Kraft going to give Bill Belichick an opportunity to do so? Let's keep this in mind. Bill Belichick is like, he's not even like the furniture. He's the house. He's the system. Robert Kraft may own the whole damn thing, but Bill Belichick has been running this from the get-go. And if you got to take a look at the past several years, it's been a disaster trying to figure out who and what is running the offense.
Is it Matt Patricia? Is it Joe Judge? And now Patricia runs the offense, and Mac Jones doesn't know what to do. And now Mac Jones doesn't have help, and Mac Jones is turning the ball over, fumbles, and pick sixes. He's had 3 pick sixes over the last several weeks. He's just handing the ball over to the other team. Patriots are going to have a high pick in the draft. Is Bill Belichick going to be the guy to see them through? Robert Kraft hasn't been all that, I want to say, encouraging of Bill Belichick over the past several years, talking about having to spend in free agency because Belichick has flopped in the draft, talking about Belichick not wanting to spend in free agency. Is that an interception in the end zone?
It looks like it is. Yep. we called it, JR.
Yeah, the Raiders are going to hold on to win a football game. They were looking for some pass interference. Not there.
Should have been picked off, by the way, JR, on second down. Love got away with it.
Yeah, what happened? Was that out of bounds?
No, that's a clean interception.
No, I'm talking about before then. It was
over the middle. Raider got his hands on it, and it just went right through his hands. Should have been an interception. This is certainly an interception on third down. That's a 50-50 ball. You can't make that mistake on third down. You gotta throw it away. But you don't put a 50-50 ball. I understand Watson's been huge for them, but come on now, that's just a bad decision.
Yeah, what people are gonna look at is the defensive back putting that hand and kind of pushing off of Watson to snatch it out the air. 17-13. That's going to be all she wrote here. As Green Bay only has a timeout, there ain't nothing else to do here. Damn. Raiders going to win a football game. They're going to go to 2-3. The Green Bay Packers are going to fall to 2-3. And congratulations, 2 teams that are, I don't want to say they're going nowhere, but. Congratulations, Jimmy Garoppolo, coming back from a concussion to actually play a football game today. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Now it's a final. Yeah, the Green Bay Packers are 2-3. Las Vegas is 2-3. And the New England Patriots have a worst record. The next game for the Raiders and the Patriots, they're going to play each other. And as I take a look at the box score here, Jordan Love, nothing to love about this game. 3 interceptions, 182 yards passing. A.J. Dillon, 76 yards on the ground and a touchdown. There was no Aaron Jones here in this game. He came back last week, unable to come back out and suit up. Christian Watson, as Shep just mentioned, he went for 91 yards. But in that final play of the game, ball intercepted right in front of him in the end zone to close things off. Jimmy Garoppolo, 208 yards passing, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, and the Raiders not necessarily pushing out a lot on the ground. Josh Jacobs, only 69 yards rushing to go along with a touchdown. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good evening, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, I got to tell you, I love your the way you talk and your levity that you throw in. You crack me up. I like the way you said, two-run home run. It was good. I just love it. You just, you're fantastic. LeBron's looking good. I'm glad
you're looking
that...
You're watching preseason basketball?
Of course, anytime he gets LeBron plays, I just got to see that physical specimen run down that court.
I know Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren, they played as well, had some nice numbers.
Oh, I'll look into that. I'm glad Sean Payton got his just desserts. And just a little bit disappointed about my Josh Allen, but they'll come back jet lag. But what do you think about those Lions, JR? They're playing great on both sides of the ball. Goff is looking like Joe Cool. Yeah. He's composed. Aiden Hutchinson is a beast. I mean, I think we're going to go places. What do you think?
Well, I expect the Detroit Lions to go out and win the NFC North. I mean, when you go ahead and take a look at what happened tonight with the Green Bay Packers, they are obviously not in the Lions' space. The Vikings not in the Lions' space, especially with this injury now to Justin Jefferson. And, I mean, the Chicago Bears not in a space. So the Lions, they have reached a point of, okay, I expect you guys to get into the postseason. What are you going to do when you get there? It's nice to see Jared Goff go out there and turn things around. And thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Because this guy was crapped on in Los Angeles, and for good reason. I mean, let's be real here. He was turning the ball over. This season, not at the same rate. 9 touchdowns to 3 interceptions. It took him weeks into this season to throw an interception. He had a streak of no interceptions that dated back to last season. And the defense is playing like the animals that Dan Campbell wants them to play like. And so the Detroit Lions, their next game is going to be against Tampa. I expect them to win. And their schedule, all things considered, especially playing in the NFC North, it's relatively easy. And I don't want to say easy to offend anybody, but the Lions' schedule is pretty light. Tampa Bay, Baltimore, okay, tough. Las Vegas, the Chargers, Chicago, Green Bay, New Orleans, Chicago, Denver, Minnesota, at Dallas, and ending against Minnesota. There should be no reason, outside of injury, that the Lions don't win the NFC North and finally go back to the postseason. Now, what they do when they get there, we'll have to see. I'm also interested in seeing how they integrate someone like Jameson Williams into the offense as things continue on. There should be no reason the Lions don't go out there and light folks up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We just talked about it. Monday Night Football, it is a wrap. The Raiders come out on top, 17-13. Jordan Love with 3 interceptions, and the Raiders, they improve their record to 2-3. In Green Bay, they fall to 2-3 as Jimmy Garoppolo returned tonight from his concussion from 2 weeks ago. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk more about this game. We're going to hear some of the big calls. I'm also going to update you on another Major League Baseball playoff game going on tonight. I told you, the Atlanta Braves, they came back to win their game tonight against the Phillies, 5-4. I'll update you on what's going on between those Diamondbacks and those Dodgers. Stay tuned. I got you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, you make my drive so much more enjoyable coming home from work late at night every day.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Monday Night Football, it's a wrap. The Raiders, they beat the Green Bay Packers for the first time. This sounds crazy. Since 1987. I get it. Different teams, different generations. But that was 8 consecutive losses. The Raiders have now snapped that as they beat Green Bay tonight, 17-13 in Las Vegas. Jordan Love, there's times where he looked good. There's times that he looks bad. And tonight he looked bad. 3 interceptions by Jordan Love. This wasn't the prettiest of games. But the Las Vegas Raiders, they come out on top. They improve their record to 2-3. And when you want to take a look at the next several games moving forward, come on now. Y'all got to do something. I told you, they have the New England Patriots up next. The Patriots are 1-4. They then take on the Chicago Bears. In Chicago, the Raiders do. Chicago, I know they've been looking good. At least Fields has the past 2 games.
one win, one loss. But they are also 1-4. And then the Raiders after that, to end this month, to end the month of October, they take on the Detroit Lions, who we mentioned in the last break. The Lions have been just lighting folks up. And let's see what they do. But the Raiders have a chance and an opportunity to end up on the positive side of 500, and they should do it. Come on, New England, Chicago, y'all can go out there and do better than that. Let me give you a quick update as well before we go back to Monday Night Football. I told you about the Braves' comeback victory tonight against the Phillies here in Atlanta to even their series in the American League Divisional Series at 1-1. Right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are taking on the Dodgers in L.A. We saw the beatdown that the Dodgers got at the hands of Arizona on Saturday, 11-2. Right now, Arizona leads 4-2 in the top of the seventh. And so these Diamondbacks, who I would say most people chose, selected, including myself, I thought the Diamondbacks were going to get eliminated. The series is not over. This game is not over. The Dodgers can come back and win. But, yeah, Arizona has handled them here 4-2 in the top of the seventh. Let's see if the Dodgers can bounce back. Massive upset this would be if the Diamondbacks just take this victory and really a commanding lead in the series if they should do so. We'll update you there. Let's go from Los Angeles and let's go back to Las Vegas, where tonight, not the prettiest of games. And what else would I really expect from the Raiders? Because they ain't a damn thing pretty about anything they're doing. Their offense has been struggling to go out there and score. I mean, in the first game, 6 or 17 points. Against Buffalo, 10 points. Against the Steelers, 18 points. Against the Chargers, 17 points. And tonight, they only score 17 points again, as Davante Adams takes on his former team. There wasn't enough juice to even make that matter too much for him. Davante Adams only finishing the game tonight with 4 receptions, 45 yards. The only touchdown went to Jacoby Myers from Vegas. Jimmy Garoppolo, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. But the man who really kept turning the ball over, giving the ball to the Raiders, is Jordan Love. And he even did it in a pivotal moment at the end of the game. Let's take a listen to some of the calls. First, to get things going, Jimmy Garoppolo, yes, playing after returning from that concussion. A 9-yard touchdown pass to Myers in the second quarter. It put the Raiders up 7-3. This is from the Raiders Radio Network.
This is about to be the 14th play of the drive.
Yes, isn't it beautiful?
Second and 6 at the Packers 9. Jacobs motions out of the backfield, slot right. Empty set for Garoppolo. Shotgun snap. Quick throw. Over the middle. It's caught. Touchdown, Myers. A quick slant to Jacoby. And he leaned across the goal line. Touchdown, Raiders. On a beautiful drive to go up 6-3 here in the second quarter.
Yeah, the only other touchdown, we have to go to the fourth quarter. Josh Jacobs basically punching it in close to the goal line. It put the Raiders up 17-13 in the fourth quarter. Listen to this.
Garoppolo is under center in I formation. Snap. Handoff. Jacobs dances. Forward. Forward. Touchdown, Raiders. Jacobs had to dance in the pocket, but he got the motion going forward and enough engine to get in the end zone. And the Raiders, on the first play of the fourth, take a 16-13 lead.
And then they put in the extra point, making it 17-13. Now, this is where things get interesting, because this is the Raiders, and they are going to find a way, a will somehow to screw a game over, right? To screw themselves. And so the score is 17-13. They have an opportunity to add and put an insurance kick or field goal on the board and improve or move this game to 20-13. But the Raiders can't do that. They have to make everything ridiculously complicated. And so they put Daniel Carlson up on the field to kick a 52-yard field goal in the fourth quarter. This is supposed to be insurance, but he can't make it. This is from the Packers radio network.
Here's the snap placement. The kick to the uprights, and it is off the right upright. No good! No good! Off the right upright. Carlson had the distance. It hit the right upright and bounded away. And on the doink, with a minute 56 to go, the Packers get it back.
The most Raiders thing ever. Instead of the field goal to give them the score or to extend the score, the ball bounces off the damn upright. And so this is like a nightmare waiting to happen. Green Bay has the ball. It's now less than 2 minutes left in the game. Green Bay has to go down the field, and they have to hope that Jordan Love can lead them to a victory. A field goal is not going to cut it. It's 17-13. They got to put the ball in the end zone. Except for Jordan Love, he put the ball in the end zone. It was just to the wrong damn guy. This was pretty much the end of the game, sealing it, courtesy of the Raiders radio network.
Taylor to the right of Love, two receivers each way. Shotgun snap, three-step drop, eyeing the middle, pressure up the middle. Love out of the pocket, throws downfield for the end zone, intercepted! Amik Robertson in the back corner, picks it off in front of Watson, and the Raiders defense just seals the victory here in Vegas.
Yeah, we know the Raiders' defense is going to seal the victory because the Raiders don't have an offense to even score points. Not at all. That was from the Raiders radio network. I wonder how the Packers radio network felt about that game-sealing interception. Were they going to call interference? I wonder.
Third and 10, snap to Love, steps up under pressure, scrambles left, now throws left side of the end zone. It is intercepted left corner of the end zone. Intercepted by the Raiders, Amik Robertson. Pass intended on the play for Christian Watson, and that will do it.
Oh, no screaming, no yelling about pass interference. Robertson had his hand in his chest, kind of pushing off before he jumped. And I've looked at it a few times, and I've changed my mind. But ultimately, I'm not upset at the lack of a call. It looked like you had plenty of fans, plenty of Green Bay Packers. They weren't happy that a pass interference was not called, or at least a push off there. And they lose. But at the same time, we can look up and down at that one particular play. Jordan Love threw three of those suckers total. Three of them. I'm not mad at the call. Sealed the game. Hey, Shep, what do you think, man? Was that pass interference? They finally let it go.
You know, we say it all the time in sports, man. When the game is on the line and it's that light and it's that non-conspicuous, you got to swallow the whistle and let the playmakers make the final play.
Yeah, that's why I'm not beefing too much.
Exactly.
It's you got to let him play. It wasn't like he was grabbing him, didn't throw him out of bounds. It's just... it's football. There's going to be physicality involved, and that's what it is.
And, JR, if you've had, you know, 3.5 decades of first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback play, can you really gripe about a pass interference call in week 5 of the regular season?
There'll be some Packer fans who do.
Okay.
They'll ignore the rest of the game. They'll ignore the other picks. And, yeah, they'll find something to complain about. The Packers, this is their worst start since 2012. And so, yeah, things have been very good in Green Bay, moving from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Not a whole lot to run around and cry about now that you have a quarterback who's in the process of developing. Hey, welcome to the real world, man. Ain't nobody got it this good. Nobody. And so the Packers, for years, they've been sitting at the top of the mountain. Minnesota hangs out here and there. Every couple of years, the Bears enter the party. The Lions don't know what the party is, but now they do. The Lions are running the NFC North. Tide has turned. Aaron Rodgers is gone. The Bears stink. Minnesota, man, and they got an injury now, Justin Jefferson. This is bad. Congratulations to those Lions, man. I think y'all got this. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get to your calls. You know, and then speaking of the Vikings, man, they're dealing with injuries. We got a lot of injuries in the NFL. We'll talk injuries. We'll take your calls. Matt LaFleur is currently speaking. We're going to hear from some of the coaches, some of the players, as we continue on through the night, especially as they finish up with these press conferences. We got you covered here. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, my God, JR, I love your show, Mr. Positive. God, I love your show. I mean, I'm glad you're defending LeBron. God, JR, I love you. You are a man that is reasonable, knows what he's talking about.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, well, if LeBron James is going to be healthy enough to play basketball, I'm sure we'll be talking about him sooner than later. The NBA preseason is in full swing. Whatever. We'll talk about some of the big games as they move forward. We got a couple of weeks until the regular season gets underway. When it comes down to the NFL, regular season's in full swing. When it comes down to Major League Baseball, the postseason is underway. Right now, Arizona leading the Dodgers 4-2 in the top of the eighth. Arizona trying to take a surprising 2-0 lead there. And in the NFL, tonight, Monday Night Football, the Raiders, they beat Green Bay 17-13 in Las Vegas. This was a bad game to watch. I can't fool nobody. I can't sit here and make it sound interesting. Both offenses were pretty pathetic. The Raiders with only 279 yards of offense. The Green Bay Packers with 285 yards of offense. It was just like, hey, who wants to go out and win this game? And the Raiders did take advantage of Jordan Love. Three interceptions. Robert Spillane had two of them. We had another one at the end of the game to seal things as the Packers were trying to get back into it. And this is nuts to say. I will say it again. This is the Raiders' first win versus Green Bay since 1987. That is 8 straight losses. Yeah, they ain't playing each other every day, but that's 8 straight losses. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Head coach Josh McDaniels of the Raiders, he took a look at his defense, and he said, yeah, I got to show them love. And I know why, because the offense stunk. Listen to Josh McDaniels.
Or consistency, you know. Max does it every day with his effort, his work, how much he cares about every little detail relative to, you know, the football team, his teammates, his body, you know, practice. And then he's, you know, he gives it everything he has every single time he's out there. So, and never comes off the field, as you know. So, you know, tremendous leadership from, I thought we had tremendous leadership from our captains all week long. JJ was tremendous. Epps was great. Spillane with, you know, two big plays today in interceptions. And then Max is creating problems, tackles for loss, sacks, pressures, all game. So not only did they do it with their work during the week, but I thought they did it, you know, on the field tonight, you know, which was really important.
You heard him refer to Max Crosby, defensive end. And shout outs to Max. He's joined us here on the show before. Finished tonight with 1 sack, 4 tackles for loss. And the fact is, the Green Bay Packers, their offense is pretty lost without Aaron Jones. You know, he tried to play last game, didn't get a lot of snaps in. Not playing tonight, felt a little something in his hamstring on Saturday. And so he didn't play. And he is a major safety valve for Jordan Love. And so Jordan Love still getting acclimated to playing on a consistent basis. He throws 3 INTs. This is the Packers' worst start since 2012. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thomas is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Thomas?
What's up, JR? How we doing?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
Oh, miserable. I don't even know the game that I was just watching for the Packers. Mm-hmm. You know, and don't get me wrong, I have faith in Jordan Love, but this game, And I know Matt LaFleur, I was just watching before coming on with you, JR. He mentioned it. It's going to be a long bye week. Very disappointing game for sure. Lots of things to improve on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on a bright side of things, and thank you for calling from Wisconsin, you know, hamstrings are tricky. Like I mentioned, you got Aaron Jones, who's both a threat in the air, a threat on the ground. Is this hamstring going to be better in about 2 weeks? Maybe. You would hope. Hamstrings are tricky. And so, yeah, the Green Bay Packers, they do have a bye this upcoming week. They're not going to be back in action until Sunday the 22nd, where the Green Bay Packers are going to be in Denver, Colorado. And so maybe that is the maybe that's the formula. Maybe that's the remedy. Maybe it's taking on the Denver Broncos will give them a great opportunity to come away with a victory. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Shane. Shane is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Shane?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
So, two things. I am from Pennsylvania, but I'm a Packer fan. Long story. I think Jordan Love had a bad night. I think that he's not the next Aaron Rodgers. Don't get me wrong here.
Oh boy.
But Aaron Rodgers went 6-10 his first season as a starter. So let's give him a break. I think Jordan Love needs a little bit more time to really evaluate where he is. And you just mentioned Aaron Jones was not in the game tonight. So I think that does have a big impact on what we're seeing from Jordan Love right now. We're a little more reliant on him, and I am a Packer fan. And the second thing, JR, I did see the Patriots lose horribly.
Yeah.
And
you didn't actually sit down and waste your time watching it, though.
No. No, I saw the score. Right. But what I'm saying is, the whole debate of, like, if Brady and Belichick, like, who made the team, I think it's fair to just say they were good together. I don't think it's one was better, one was worse. I think they were just good together.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Yeah, so those are my two points, is I think, Love, we need to give him a little more time, and the whole Belichick-Brady thing, who made who, I think they made each other.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And thank you, Shane, for calling from PA. I take that same thought process, man. Of course, the players are more important, but somebody has to help lay out the structure. That's just what it is. So I know that conversation is going to be had into eternity. Tom Brady is done playing. I hope, I expect him. That man is not coming back to get sat on by 300-pound men, so I don't think he's coming back. And then Bill Belichick, he might be out the door sooner than later. And so we'll have plenty of time, or maybe sooner, to talk about how they stack up. It's like any great coach with a great player. They go together. Push each other. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. I wonder what Brian wants to discuss. You want to tell me, Brian, about the starting center on the Hawks, right?
Yeah, I was just going to talk about the best clam south of 10th Street, but I guess I'll talk about the Braves instead since you threw me off.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, it's easy. I'm just going to correlate this into Atlanta transportation means. Should the Braves have been happy just riding the Wangster wagon up and down 85, or should they have used the plane train to find some pitching going into the playoffs? It may be too early to say. I'm just curious, and also I can't claim Wangster wagon. That was Randy Mack. So I'm just curious about.
Are you stealing from Randy Mack? Oh my God, you can't steal from Randy Mack.
I know. I got to say it. Well, probably still listen 50 Cent, but you know what? We ain't going to say nothing about that.
Here's the thing, though, Brian. We knew, especially as the season went on, that if there was going to be any type of bugaboo for the Braves, that it was going to be their pitching. I mean, they had to throw a Max Fried out there who ain't necessarily the warmest dude to put out there on the mound. And then just in the worst possible time, you got Zach Wheeler on the other side. He's over here throwing a no-hitter into the sixth.
Wheeling and dealing, not to be, you know, Captain Obvious over here.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, 10 strikeouts in six, it wasn't something that you thought was going to last. But this is what was going to be the bugaboo for the Braves. Now, are their bats going to bail them out every game? I mean, it can work sometimes, but it certainly is a concern. And I saw Snitker doesn't even know who he's going to throw out there for the next game. I'm sure he's going to try to patch things together.
Well, right. And then the last thing I will say, and I'll just end it on this and enjoy the rest of the show. Great show, by the way. Great show as always. Didn't everybody say with the Phillies last year that, oh, yeah, but we remember about what was last year and the pitching and all this, blase. It's the same thing. I wish people would get off that narrative that, oh, last year was a different year. We didn't have any pitching. Last year was a different year. We didn't have any pitching. Well, turns out, look at the same thing. I just wish people would get off the narrative that last year was a different year. Because to me, it looks like repeat. I hope I'm wrong. I love being wrong. I live in a world of wrong. JR, great show. Great show, Shep. Love you guys. Stay safe.
Thank you so much, Brian, for calling from here in Atlanta. Yeah, well, look, the Braves got bats. The Braves hit home runs. Home runs saved them today. An error allowed them the first run. Two-run home run helped pull them close. Another two-run home run ultimately gave them the lead, and they win tonight 5-2-4. Congratulations to the Braves. Let's see what they do on Wednesday. It ain't going to be easy, man. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Me, I just try to make things easy. I'm just trying to have me some fun. We got another matchup going on tonight. These Arizona Diamondbacks are trying to surprise the Dodgers. The score right now as they sit in the bottom of the eighth, 4-2. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk more Monday Night Football. We're going to get into the Raiders, the Packers, and then we'll hear from Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Packers. What's going on with Jordan Love? We'll talk about it here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.